This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the month of March is well known for the freezing and thawing cycles that wreak havoc on Illinois roads. Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association is here to remind us about the importance of seasonal road postings, driver safety during planting season, and he also has an update about electronic logging devices and the upcoming deadline.
Anyone who operates a truck, especially on the township and the county roads, you will see signs that say, you know, weight limit, 10-ton, maybe 8-ton weight limit, January 15th, April 15th, or something, you know, maybe February 1 to May 1, or something like that. Those are seasonal road postings, and I think most people who live out in the rural areas are very, very familiar with them. But, you know, what we always say is please respect those signs. Those signs are there for a reason. Seasonal road postings are put up because the ground that we live around is great for growing crops, but it is horrible for supporting a roadbed. And any extra weight out there is just going to tear it up. You know, the ground's just not firm enough. And this freeze-thaw cycle that we're in right now, cold at night, nice during the day because the sun's warm and the ground up, you know, it's turning that ground into a sponge. And, you know, you don't want to put heavy equipment out there. You know, if you can, you try to avoid putting, running tractors on there. You got to run school buses on them. That's one thing. But, you know, running heavy trucks on them, tractors, those types of things, agriculture, farm equipment, because that can tear it up real quick. So, you know, what we're saying more than anything else is please respect those seasonal road posting signs. They're on township roads, they're on county roads, and they're there for a reason. We're trying to protect that roadbed. Tear it up now and you're going to be driving on, crushed rock by the summertime comes around.
And I think a great thing to say is if you don't follow the rules or don't listen to the signs and the road does turn to mush or crap, I don't know how else to describe it, then you can't complain about it if you're the one that did it.
Well, you know, this is the thing. You know, who use those township roads for the most part? You know, county roads a little bit different. Township roads, mostly they're used by the people who live on those roads. So, you know, you want to tear up your own road, that's what you're going to get because, they're most of them are, you know, oil and chip and there's nothing else to them. There's no sub base under them every year put a little bit more oil, maybe a little bit more chip, maybe every couple of years in most cases that they get a chance to do that. So, protect what you have. Watch the seasonal road postings and everyone will be better off for it.
Great reminders. And planting season is almost here. So definitely you mentioned ag equipment.
Well, please. I mean, this is just like harvest season. Be careful. You're going to see a lot of discs out there, you know, tractors pulling equipment, you know, that type of stuff. Slow moving equipment. It's out there. You're going to come over a hill. All of a sudden, boom, there it is. Just be careful. Watch for it because, you know, a lot of farmers will be going from field to field and that type of stuff. A little early yet, but, I mean, the next couple of weeks, all we need is a couple of days of you know, sunshine and you know, some little breeze or two here. That ground's going to dry up, and they're going to be able to start prepping the soil pretty quick.
And I think we should also say if you're just driving a regular vehicle, you're just as responsible for watching as the person that's driving the larger piece of equipment.
Sure. I mean, watch for the flashing lights. That's what you should be seeing when you're going down the road. You're going to be seeing the flashing lights on the ag equipment. You know, state law requires implements of husbandry, as they're called, to have flashing lights on them if they're on a public thoroughfare. It also the law both, you know, also says, you know, they have as much right to use road as an automobile does, but just be a little courteous. You know, give the guy a chance, if he's going to pull over a little bit on the side of the road so you can get around, fine. But, you know, give him a chance to do it. You know, the worst thing you can do on a busy road like Route 16 right out here in front is pull out in front of a tractor out there and do it blindly because the other guy coming the other way might not see you. So please be careful.
There's sometimes confusion about slow-moving vehicle emblems and where they can be used and their meaning. Can you talk to us about those at all?
Well, I mean, basically, I mean, it's a power unit. You know, the tractor is required, a combine, those types of things are required to have that emblem on them. Emblem, standard size, gas to be visible. Big thing is, look for that big triangle. I mean, when you're going down the road. Most people, you know, most people who live in central Illinois, southern Illinois, you know, you've spent plenty of time in the rural areas. You've seen the tractors, the combines. Heck, they go downtown. They go right around the square. I mean, you know, it's not like they're just out in the farmland areas. They come right through town. The implement dealers are close by in town, so they have to come in. So just, you know, be careful. Look out for them.
Yep. Just, as you said, use your senses. Just watch out for each other.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's coming up real quick. A little patience.
So another topic that we visit, I think, almost every month that you come in, because there's still questions and there's changing legislation, and I know we're nearing a deadline for some extensions, and that's ELDs or electronic logging devices. So give us an update, Don, whatever you can tell us.
Well, I mean, this is, and for a lot of your listeners, this is, this is a big issue because of the fact that they do haul, and they haul long distances. That's the big thing. You know, ELDs, the requirement is if, over 150 mile, air mile radius, and you do it more than 8 times or more times per month, then you're required to have the electronic logging device in your truck. And, you know, we've talked about this in the past. There are exemptions out there. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration delayed the implementation up to April 1 for a lot of different truck operators in different types of scenarios. As of today, we do not know of any extension of that delay. April 1 is the drop-dead date. April 1 is also the enforcement date we're going to be looking at, where the state police have said they're going to be stricter in terms of enforcing the ELD laws. And this is, important because we've had this delay, it was kind of a gift, I suppose, for a lot of people, but it does take effect. So, I mean, you know, be ready. If you haven't done it yet, by gosh, you know, you probably should have done it back in December when the original rule was to take effect. Get in gear, start using it, get your people using it. A lot of people are still sitting there scratching their head. Maybe they haven't done anything. They're going, well, I'm not sure if I need it or not. You can go to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration website. And that's exactly what it is. It's www.fmcsa.gov. You can go to our website, midwesttruckers.com, and see basically what we have are a couple of videos on there. They're tabletop videos where we talk about how to determine whether or not you need an ELD in your truck, an electronic logging device. It will walk you through each step of deciding or figuring out if you need it or not. And then we'll talk about, well, what do I do once I get it? We'll walk you through that. We'll walk you through where to find out to get them, when you have to use them, the protocol of being able to supply the information on that electronic log to a police officer if he asks for it roadside, which they will. Basically, you know, what conditions am I exempt? And, you know, we'll kind of get into that, too. So we hope by the time you watch these two videos, you'll have a good idea, a good grasp of where you stand on it. Now, a lot of people, it's not an issue. You aren't going to have to worry about it. You got a truck older than 2000, and there's a lot of older trucks out there, then you're exempt. But you still have to keep paper logs if, in fact, you are still required to do logging. Do you drive less than 8 times a month beyond the 100-mile interstate or 150 miles interstate air miles from your base of operation? If that's the case, then you, too, are exempt. So there are a lot of exemptions that are built into this thing. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is evaluating a request from many, many groups for exemptions, which still are being evaluated and still may be granted. We're just still waiting for that. These are all the things that are, you know, involved with this electronic logging device. The reason why we have ELDs is because you know, back 10 plus years ago, there were some truck operators who basically violated the federal law a lot on what we call the hours of service regulations, and their drivers were driving too much, they were getting in accidents, and they were killing people. I mean, that's the bottom line. Federal government told those trucking companies, those truck operators, that if you want to stay in business, then you have to put in these recorders in your trucks, and you got to live by the rules. And that's how this whole thing started. Well, and then the big guys said, well, if we have to do it, then everyone should have to do it. Par for the course. And so that's how we got this ELD rule.
So for questions, updates on this issue, any information, contact you guys, Midwest Truckers Association.
Yeah, they call our office, 217-525-0310. Go online. Got a question, you can ask it online. Go to info@midwesttruckers.com. Go to our website, www.midwesttruckers.com. Look at what's out there already. There's a ton of stuff there. And hopefully you get your questions answered, and a little peace of mind for a lot of these guys who just are, you know, still have a lot of questions about the electronic log devices and the hours of service rules.
Once again, that report from Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.